both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, that sounds like us. Welcome back to the program. Man, it seems like a long time, Professor Plum.
It's been a little while.
Is it 2018 yet? No, not quite. It has been a little while. Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday, nice to have that time off. Really was nice. Although, as I said, you know, now you're facing a full week. This just makes it tougher to come in on a Monday, you know. But we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so hey, we forge ahead. And really, as we approach the end of the year, we're going to start talking maybe tomorrow or Wednesday about some of the things that you might have time to do before the end of the year. Things that might help you tax-wise or planning for 2018. Actually, even if you can't do anything for 2017, now is a great time to look at your situation and decide what you might be able to do differently in 2018, if anything. Maybe you're on the right track. Anyway, coming up today, sometime a little bit later on, I think maybe after the bottom of the hour, I want to get into these retirement income, I call them retirement income investment strategies. And what that means is, not so much investment strategies, I suppose, Professor Plum, but they're more like distribution strategies. You've got a couple of different phases of your life. Your accumulation phase, where you're trying to build up that nest egg, get it as large as you can, obviously, and with as little pain along the way as possible. And then the distribution phase of your life, that point where you are, in many regards, taking money out of that portfolio to live on. Now, there are different ways to do that, and it all lends itself to strategy. And as we've seen, Professor Plum, if you get it wrong, it can have devastating consequences.
Well, unfortunately, we've seen people blame the investment for a potential failure that happens. And it may not be the investment that's the problem. It's the way you used it.
And are you saying it's the investor or what?
Well, the investment is a tool to reach a goal. And when you try to use a tool that's not meant for your goal, sometimes it'll work wonderfully. Sometimes it won't work at all.
It'll blow
be
up
out
in
of
your
money.
Face.
So
sure.
Unfortunately, it's not the investment necessarily. It's how you choose to use things.
Yeah, it's really your strategy. And so we will talk about this a little bit later on, because there are certain strategies that are promoted by many journalists and some advisors even.
Well, everybody that talks about the different so-called rules, distribution rules, gets it wrong.
Don't they, though? And I think more than anything else, that's what gets under my skin. You've heard, you folks listening and watching have heard, likely, since you're watching or listening to this program, you've got some financial knowledge. You've heard that 4% is a, you know,
reasonable.
Can be, at least it's been historically, and by historically the last 25 years or so, reasonable amount to take out of your portfolio.
So let's take one investment that's easy to manage, that is well known, and use it for different types of situations. Let's use it for accumulating wealth, and let's use it for making distributions of wealth.
Sure.
And let's make sure that it works. regardless. Let's just see if it works, because we don't want to change our investment. You know, we like what we have investing, but we have a completely different goal in mind for how we're going to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to work well all the time. Okay, sarcasm.
I was going to say, we need to have the sarcasometer. Sarcasometer. Exactly.
It's way up there on that one.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, some folks say, well, what are you talking about? We got to stay tuned. I'm going to get to this at the bottom of the hour. So I need a lot of time to talk about it. And we'll get to that. I want to get to some of these emails. Oh, by the way, these emails and your phone calls are a big part of the reason why we do this program. We help you out here on the show. And if you've got questions you need answered right away, you can give us a call. Line's open right now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And, of course, emails. Get to those here in just a moment. Go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Also, off the air, different ways you can get in touch with the Brain Trust. One of them, you can give them a call. Simple as that. Easy to do. 800-644-1150. This is the number at Lucia Capital Group. And why do you call that? Well, number one, they will discuss with you in detail many of the things that we just mentioned here a moment ago, and we will do later on this hour. Strategy, distribution methods, what works for you, what can work for you. Everybody's situation is different. There's no cookie cutter.
Cootie cutter?
I don't know what that means.
It's Monday.
Oh, I'm not going to improve till Wednesday or Thursday this week. No cookie cutter method that works for everybody. It's not just going online and saying, well, what is everybody else doing? Individualization, your strategy. It's important to you and it's unique to you. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. The number at Lucia Capital Group. Again, a lot of stuff to talk about today. Not just today, but this week. I can give you a preview, too, by the way, of what we're talking about. Tomorrow, if we can get to it, although Tuesday's usually packed with other stuff, had some ideas for filling bucket one. We had some questions on this last week, or maybe it was the week before, on what do you do with bucket number one? How do you fill it? Is it 7 years worth of money markets? Is it CDs? Is it cash? Maybe some combination of those? Yeah. But is it really that long? No, you can bucketize the bucket. So we'll talk about filling bucket one if we can tomorrow. I had some questions also that we'll talk about on Wednesday, which has to do with the windfall elimination provision. You've heard of this, Professor Plum?
Briefly, yes.
Yeah, just briefly. WEP and the government pension offset. These have to do with Social Security and your pension, if you're receiving one. That's coming up on Wednesday, at least scheduled. Thursday, I talked about these year-end planning tips, and since Thursday is the last day of November, which means we'll be 11/12 of the way through the year, there won't be a ton of things that you can necessarily do, although there are still some things you might be able to take care of to make sure that perhaps you don't pay as much in taxes come April. But anyway, some year-end planning tips, and then we'll do our usual emails on Friday. Okay, speaking of emails, let's get to the first one here. Social Security question here from Michelle in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm 61, turning 62 in 3 months. My husband is 66 at his full retirement age, but not currently taking benefits. He may wait till he's 70. If I take benefits at 62 at a reduced amount, can I then, once he retires, take a spousal benefit as his benefit is higher? Or will my benefit be permanently reduced since I took it early? That's question one. Another one. If I take my early benefit at age 62, can my husband apply for spousal on my earnings and then apply for his benefit at age 70? We got a few questions here. Do we want to take these one at a time?
Sure. Let's go back to the first one.
The first one. Is her benefit permanently reduced? Hint, yes.
Well, permanently for the rest of your joint lives. Your benefit. You apply for your benefit at age 62. Yes, you're going to receive a reduced benefit. And then at some point in the future, when he applies for his benefit, you can then potentially apply for a spousal retirement benefit if it's potentially larger than your own. But you'd have to look at the fact that your benefit will continue as your benefit. The reduction you took in your benefit will stay the reduction you took in your benefit. The spousal benefit will also have that same reduction in it. So if your benefit was $1,000 a month at full retirement age and it's going to be $750 if you take it at age 62, there's a $250 reduction in that case. That $250 reduction would be applied to the spousal benefit once you apply for it after full retirement age as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're eligible for, normally, if you had not received any benefits, if you were eligible for a spousal benefit of $1,300, you're not going to get that. You're going to get $1,050. Still an increase from what you're receiving, but not to the full 50% level, because your benefit is reduced. It's going to continue as long as the it stays a retirement benefit. Once it turns into, or if it ever turns into, a survivor benefit, then it changes its character. Now you get the full survivor benefit. But while you're both alive, you're taking a reduced benefit for as long as you're both alive, and the spousal benefit will technically be reduced by some amount as well, depending upon when that becomes available.
Now, if Michelle takes her early benefit at 62, let's see, how old is he? He's 66. So here's the question is, she wants to know, can he apply for spousal on hers and then apply for his benefit at age 70?
Now, the answer is for that one is yes and should. Now, this assumes that you're not working, or at least not making more than $17,000 or so. You apply for your benefit at a reduced amount. Again, let's take that $1,000 full retirement age benefit that's going to give you about $750 a month, give or take, of benefit if you apply at 62. Because he's at least 66, when you apply, he'll be eligible for a retirement benefit. And because he's currently 66, which means that he was born before 1954, he's eligible to take a spousal-only benefit. So he can take 50% of, not the amount that you're receiving, but your full retirement age benefit. He gets, in this example, $500 a month while he waits until age 70 to turn his own benefit on. That works exceptionally well, in my opinion, if he was going to wait till 70 anyway.
Yeah, because once you've applied,
get some money.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, it's not, even if you apply at age 62, your age doesn't matter at that point. His age matters for the spousal benefit, so he can get half. He'll get more than half of what you're receiving. All right, just got a couple more questions. We will cover those on the other side of the break. And any that you have as well. You can email us, go to our website, wealthed.com, as Michelle did, or you can just give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. And we will talk about these distribution methods coming up here sometime after the bottom of the hour. I do want to get to that, but we're taking your phone calls and your emails. I had noticed that Michelle had some other questions on the email, but it looks like we already really kind of answered them, Professor Plum. She asked about the spousal benefit being determined. You know, when is it? Well, we said it's based on your, Michelle, your full retirement age. Or if you want to say the worker's full retirement age.
She wanted to know if she could apply for a spousal benefit without her husband applying. The answer is no.
Nope.
And guess what? Because you weren't born before January 2nd, 1954, you can't apply for a spousal-only benefit ever.
Nope, doesn't
work. You'll
always
have to apply for your own first.
Doesn't work. And she wanted to know if she has to be at her full retirement age of 66 and 4 months to get spousal benefits. Well,
not necessarily. No. If they're larger than your own benefit, you'll get a spousal benefit.
Yeah.
If they're not larger than your own, you're not going to get a spousal benefit.
Assuming you're not working. That's the other thing. Because if you are working and all that other stuff applies, then yes, you got to wait till your full retirement age. Then it doesn't matter. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We will get to some more of these questions. 877-752-6637. Ron in Eden Prairie, Minnesota is next. Hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, or probably good morning for you guys.
Yeah, we'll take anything. Good night. You know, we'll take Merry Christmas. It doesn't matter. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I am 70 years old, and I've just started taking withdrawals from my IRA. However, a couple of years ago, I accidentally triggered, and I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and a couple of years ago, I had to sell some stock options, and as a result of that, I triggered the $170,000 income threshold.
Okay.
That causes me to pay the IRMA, income-related Medicare adjustment. So my question is, I'm kind of in control now, and I can pull back my income level to below $170,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed from Social Security documentation that I've looked at is it doesn't matter, that the only reason that they will allow you to reconsider or Social Security to reconsider is if you get divorced or if you retire, and I'm already retired.
Yeah, change of economic consequences, basically.
Or if you have some other big event.
Well, so if you're under the 170, then it will take you away from the additional Medicare premium. Now, it won't take you away from it this year. It'll take you away from it in 2 years. They look at
right.
If you keep your income, your adjusted gross income as a married joint filer under 170, then you will not be subject to the IRMA, the income-related monthly adjustment amount. So that's what's there. If you go over 170, then 2 years later you'll pay the higher Medicare Part B and D premium amounts.
Okay, that triggers my second question to you, is that as it turns out, this is the only year that I'm going to be able to stay under the 170. I'm very fortunate, and by taking my minimum distributions, I'll be over the 170 limit. So if I go off of it for 1 year, then when I go back on it, am I susceptible to a larger Medicare cost increase?
Not necessarily. You're already paying the full 134 plus the premium, the surcharge.
That's correct.
And so, you know, it's not like you're being helped by the hold harmless agreement that, you know, a lot of people were, you know, with the low and no cost of living adjustment, they were only paying 104, 105, maybe 110
right.
for their premium. But if they had the IRMA, the income related monthly adjustment amount, then they went to the 134 plus the surcharge. So they lost the hold harmless agreement once they had that over the 170 for a married couple, 85 for a single individual. You're already above it, so it doesn't matter. You're paying, you know, the normal premium anyway. So no, it's not going to affect.
Okay.
And again, it's a 1 year by, it's a year by year issue, and the extra premium hits 2 years after the income goes over the threshold.
Okay. So basically what you're telling me is if I stay under the 170, I'll get a 1 year reprieve, and then next year I'll just go back on it and
right.
there
so
won't
then,
be any other penalties.
So next year then what you're going to want to do is raise your not you're going to want to raise your AGI to just under the next threshold. You know, take your RMD, but if you've got another 20 or 30,000 bucks in that tax bracket and in that IRMA bracket, do a conversion to a Roth, because it doesn't sound like you're spending the money, and that way it'll bring your IRA balance down, bring your required minimum distribution down.
Don't you need income levels to convert to a Roth? I have no income.
Contributions, new money out of your pocket going into the tax-deferred, tax-free area require earned income. Conversions do not require earned income.
They just require
you have an IRA.
Right. You can have between zero and infinity as far as income goes.
Anybody that has an IRA or a 401k, you know, tax-deferred retirement account like that, can do conversions with up to 100% of the money in the IRA with the exception of the amount equal to a required minimum distribution. So if you had a $1 million IRA and your required minimum distribution is $40,000, if you wanted to take the $40,000 out, put it in your bank account, and then convert another $20,000, that's fine. Convert another $960,000, that's fine too. It's just taxable. But you'd want to then start working your tax brackets in your favor. If you're going to be in that bracket anyway, and you've got a little bit more room in that bracket and more room without paying additional Medicare premiums, hey, I'd convert some money at that point to try to reduce my overall required minimum distribution in the future and bring it down a little bit.
Okay, but the amount that I convert, I would need to keep under my next tax bracket, whatever that number is.
Under the next tax bracket and under the next IRMA bracket.
Right, which is, I think, 214 or something like that.
It is 214.
Okay.
And who knows what the tax brackets will actually be for 2018.
We really don't know yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we'll never know. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I listen to your show a lot. And as I commented to the person that picked up the phone, in my opinion, Rick, you're probably the smartest guy on all of these talk shows that talk about finances.
So thank you.
Thanks for your help this afternoon.
Ron, thank you. Thank
I'll
you for the
call. I'll never make it out of the studio door now. My head just,
to get a compliment like that or this early in the week is, I mean, it's all downhill from here, right?
I mean,
my goodness. You've peaked early. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time, but many people are wondering, Irma, who's Irma? What
and
do you mean?
Why is she so mean to me?
And what does she have to do? What she weighs 170? What is this 170 and the 214?
She weighs between 170 and 214 for Ron in Minnesota. Because
and did I hear about
she's weighing heavily on his budget is what she's doing.
Well, what it is, briefly, and maybe we can explain this on the other side of the break, but Professor Plum, there was a surcharge put in place
the Affordable Care
years
Act.
Ago with the Affordable Care Act with regard to Medicare. And it is added on to those above certain income thresholds, married or single.
And those income thresholds are not cost of living adjusted. They're the same thresholds they've been since they started in, 2010, 2011?
Whatever it was, yeah. So those have not gone up. But what it means is that if you have an adjusted gross income over, now in his case, he's married.
Married filing a joint
filing
return.
Joint return, so over $170,000 in his case. There is a 3%. What is the?
It's not just a gradual scale at this point. If your adjusted gross income for a married couple filing a joint return is 170,001, between that and 214, you get the privilege of paying an additional $47-48 a month for your Medicare Part
B. That's more than 3%.
And your spouse's Medicare Part B, if she's on it, or he or she's on it as well.
Yeah, for both of you.
And it goes up from there. Could be as high as a total of $426 a month instead of $134 a month for somebody who has a lot of income.
That's a lot of income. Okay, taking a break. 877-PLANNER coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Bucket Strategy Investing coming up on the program. Still to come. Distribution methods and the we could also get into the 4% rule. How do you take money out of your portfolio? What's the best way to do it? Just willy-nilly take some money out, sell a few things. You need $5,000 this month. All right, sell $5,000 worth of stock. Fine by me. Does that work? Nah, not really. There are different ways to do this, and we'll tell you about that. But we got some callers. We're going to take them first. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Very quickly, referring back to our last caller, Professor Plum.
Yes.
There's an extra amount that if you make over in as a married filing joint couple, over $170,000 AGI, you have also the privilege of paying an extra, what was it, 40-something, 50-something?
Well, it's an extra $53.50 a month.
$53.50 a month per person, so that's $107.
Right, for each month that you're affected by that IRMA right now. That's only if your income is between $170 and $214. And it goes up higher than that. So instead of paying $134, you're paying almost $188. Then it goes up from there to $270, and it goes up all the way up to as much as potentially $400, just under $430 bucks a month.
Per person?
For your Medicare Part B premium, the D premium also has an increase as well. So it goes up quite substantially if you start having very high incomes in any given year on Medicare.
When you say for that highest one, the very very high income is high.
$420-some thousand.
For some reason I thought it was even higher than that. But okay, all right,
$428,000.
All right, still not a bad income. But yeah, you're going to pay extra. Well, and the good thing
single person's only $214.
Oh well, heck.
So if you have a large capital gain, you're retired, you're going along, and you had this property that you always thought you were going to build a vacation place on, and you sell it one day because you decide, well, we're not going to vacation there.
And you all of a sudden, your AGI.
And you got a $200,000 gain, $300,000 gain on top of your normal income. Your adjusted gross income skyrocketed up quite a bit. Well, that year you have to pay capital gains, maybe some additional Medicare premium tax, net investment income tax, and then 2 years later you get a
surprise.
Little surprise, you get to pay a whole bunch more in Medicare premiums.
Yeah, and who knows what it'll
But of
be
course,
at that
as
point.
You said, John, when you pay that higher premium, you get much better care. Oh, wait a minute.
You get an extra $53 worth of care?
No, you don't.
No, it's the same as everybody else. All right.
And we can talk about where that number comes from and why. I mean,
yeah,
but
well,
it's a whole made up issue from the government anyway.
It doesn't matter. The fact is, you have to pay it. All right, let's move along. 877 Planner. I maybe do want to come back to that next hour. Julie, thanks for hanging on in Phoenix, Arizona. How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, I'm just wondering. I retired about 4 years ago.
Good.
At 55.
Wow.
And I've been converting out of my 401k into my Roth about $50,000 or $60,000 a year. And it occurred to me that if I keep converting at that rate, I'm still going to end up with a lot of money. I've got about $1 million in my 401k.
Okay.
So I'm going to end up with pretty high RMDs when I'm 70 and a half. And I'm just trying to figure out, is it better for me to convert more now to the Roth and pay more taxes on it now so that I lessen my taxes on Social Security later, or is it better to
maybe I mean right now,
now and
are you converting up to the top of the bracket right now? Is that where you're getting the 50 to 60 coming from?
Yeah, I think I'm going just over a little bit.
And you're talking about just going, are you married or single?
Single.
And is this your only source of income on your tax return?
Yeah. Well, I have a small pension. It's only about $300 a month.
Okay. So you're living on personal money being drawn out of a bank account or something while you're doing these conversions, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right. So you're using the 15% bracket. And so right now, doing 50 or 60,000 is, you know, it's a little bit more than, you know, your required minimum distribution would be in the future. You know, but with $1 million, it's only like 5 or 6%. And if your portfolio is growing faster than that, your portfolio may be still $1 million plus when you get out to age 70, which means your required minimum distribution is still going to be $40,000 to $50,000 a year going forward, plus your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to, but it's all a matter of paying now versus paying later. Even with your Social Security, how much in Social Security are you expected to be receiving?
I think the last estimate I got was around, I want to say maybe $2,000 a month.
Okay. Was that estimate done while you were working or several years after you retired?
I think that was still while I was working.
Okay. The fact that you retired at 55, your benefit may come down a couple of $100. So,
okay.
So it's a matter of, you know, if you're making $2,000, $24,000, about $22,000 of that will be taxable. Your required minimum distribution is going to be, you know, $35,000 to $40,000. Your total income, taxable income, is going to be about what it is now. Now, we also don't know what the tax bracket is going to look like.
Nope. We don't know what they'll be like next year.
Do you want to pay the 25% now or 25% later?
Hmm.
I'm kind of thinking you're caught in that trap where I would definitely continue doing what you're doing. And this is going to sound weird. It'll help if you have a bad year in the market or your investments and you convert the assets that are down the farthest that then have the most potential recovery, and that recovery happens in the Roth. So that'll help limit the growth on your traditional deferred accounts as well.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And that's backwards from what most people would think. You know, most people think, well, I'm not going to touch what went down in value, I'm going to leave it alone. No, you want it to recover in the Roth IRA, assuming it recovers.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's a good thing to keep in mind going.
So you can take that limit of a downturn in the market and turn it into lemonade, hopefully. But it's six of one, half dozen of the other, the way it sits right now.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
Doing what you're doing. If you feel like paying more in taxes right now, I've met very few people that do that. It's okay to use the 25% bracket, you know, but I don't think it's going to be. You're going to be in the 25-ish now if you do conversions, and you're going to be a 25-ish or so when you have your Social Security too.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes any difference, but I am going to have to start taking some money out of my Roth probably before, probably like within about the next 5 years or so.
Well, instead of taking it out of the Roth, I mean, how much are we talking about taking out? Because you're going to run out of personal money, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
So instead of taking it out of the Roth, take it out of the traditional IRA. So if you need $30,000 to live, take the 50 to 60 out, keep 30 out, and move 20 of it to the Roth. But let the Roth continue to grow. Either way, you're going to be taking 50 or 60 out of the traditional IRA either way, but I'd rather leave the Roth alone.
Okay.
It just reduces what you can convert, but the bottom line is it's reducing the traditional IRA as much as possible within the brackets that you have.
Right.
Yeah, and it could be your 70-and-a-half-year-old self will thank your 59-year-old self.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to project, but it's not that far away.
But
right.
The bad news is you're going to be paying taxes no matter what you do. The good news is you have plenty of income to do what you want to do.
But you're going to pay taxes. It's a bad problem.
Yeah, it's not a bad problem to have.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Thank you guys very much. We love your show.
Well, thank you. If you need some help with this, Julie, if you want to strategize some more, hold on. Professor Plump can give you a little bit more details perhaps off the air and maybe get into some of the particulars of the strategy that we talked about here. She's going to be sometimes you play the tax bracket game. You say, well, my lower tax bracket now, is it better to pay it now in a lower tax bracket versus next, you know, 10 years from now when I'm in a higher, but if she's in the same. So the question for her is, Professor Plum, do you want to pay the taxes now or later? Personally, and I'm sensing that maybe you're thinking this, that if it doesn't matter one way or the other, maybe it's better to have it in the Roth just in case. Pay it now.
Not necessarily. I don't like paying taxes.
I know
today
you
today when it's going to be roughly the same bracket. Now, also, I'm expecting maybe a little bit for her, a little bit more beneficial tax treatment in the years to come if we get the tax reform that they're talking about. Because right now, if she were to take money out, we know it's going to be a 25% hit this year.
Yeah.
For the next X amount of dollars that she takes out. We know that ultimately, in the future, she's going to pay some of it at, if it were now, if we go to that 12% bracket, then even with the cost of the Social Security on it, it'll only be about a 21% bracket in the future, effective cost. I mean, we can get into the math later. So do I want to pay 25 today versus 21, 22, 23 in the future?
But you're betting that it's going to...
I'm betting that the reform happens at least some. And if it doesn't happen, I'm not all that much... It's the same situation.
You're not worse off.
It's only 1 year that's going to make an issue. I mean, next year we'll know one way or the other if they're going to be able to make this happen.
We should know, I think, before the end of this year.
Yeah, anyway. We should.
It's not looking good.
But it would actually help her. Expand her bracket and change it to a 12% instead of a 15%.
Yeah, there are people who are in the 10 who are paying lower that would pay a little bit higher, but that's, that doesn't matter. Okay, there you go. Strategizing with you. In fact, this lends itself to a strategy. Maybe we can talk about this when we come back. 877-PLANNER, you've got questions, we've got answers. The Brain Trust standing by to talk with you. More Bucket Strategy Investing when we come back.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, kind of blending, investing, and strategizing here. That's what we do on this program. We'll do some more of it next hour. Now, I know some of you tuned in early to catch us talking about this whole distribution method and the 4% rule, and we will talk about that next hour. Just ran out of time this hour because of the calls and all that stuff. So stay tuned for more of that, more of your emails, more of your phone calls. Happening throughout the rest of next hour. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And some emails coming up again in just a moment. One a quick thing, Professor Plum, I don't know how quick, but Julian Phoenix, we were talking with, the whole idea of her phone call, and this is stuff that she's obviously paying attention to, has to do with looking ahead to required minimum distribution age. And we're going to get to some of this. I'd like to talk about this maybe next hour. The whole idea, because she was only, what, 59-ish. So she's got 10 years or so before she has to start taking required minimum distributions. And she's looking down the line and saying, I got, what, $1 million or so in this IRA. And she's saying, you know, I'm going to have to start taking money out of this. It's going to add to my income in 10 years.
Well, and she's going to have to start taking money out to help herself live in a couple of years, because right now she's living on personal money, basically withdrawing it from bank accounts in other areas that aren't creating taxable income.
Because she's retired.
She's retired, and she has a lot of room, or relative, in her 15 in brackets. And so she's doing these conversions to help reduce the future required minimum distributions. But in a couple of years, she's going to run out of personal cash. She wants to delay taking her Social Security, so she's going to have to start taking distributions. And so she was thinking about doing it from the Roth. And I'm thinking, no, let's take it from the IRA. But that leads to strategy. That means that she should apply her investment strategy across the board, starting with her bucket number one, in her IRA rather than her Roth IRA. It comes down to strategy and can actually help her reduce her required minimum distributions in the future by doing it correctly.
It's a strategy. It's a required minimum distribution strategy. We'll talk about that. 877-PLANNER. That'll be more next hour. Hope you can tune in. If not, go to wealthed.com. You can watch and listen live there. Let's go to Dylan next in Sacramento, California, before the top of the hour. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, hi, Ray. How are you doing? I have a rental property in Stockton, California, and I have a lot of equity on my house and primary residence here. Trying to get equity for my primary and paying off the rental, so I get a whole bunch of rental income or as a cash flow.
Okay. What's your question?
The question is, should I go ahead and do that? I'll increase my payment on my primary residence for another $500, $600, but then I'll be getting about $19,000 as a cash flow.
So the cost of the mortgage on the rental property is how much? What's the monthly payment?
The payment is $1,100.
And that is just the principal and interest only, correct?
PIT, principal interest taxes.
Well, the taxes aren't going to go away if you pay it off.
Yes. Okay.
What is just the principal and interest payment?
Is about $900.
So, and the $900 is at what interest rate? Because it's going to matter here.
At 4.25%.
And is that a fixed rate or a variable rate?
Is a fixed for 30.
And that's on your rental property?
Yes.
And what would the new house payment, or your house payment's going to go up by $500 or $600 a month, but what's the new interest rate on the house payment?
4.25%.
No, I would not pay it off. It's 4.25% either way. So you're not saving any interest either way, except for we know we can deduct the interest on the full amount on the rental property. And if I've got the same issue, I'd rather have the loan against the rental property than the primary residence. It's saving you cash flow, yes, but it's obviously also going to be paid off sooner because you're paying it down quicker with a higher payment. So if unless cash flow is just the underlying most important thing, and that $400 or $500 a month is just killing you cash flow wise, and you got to reduce your cash flow, I'd probably leave, you know, the loan as it is. Now, obviously, it does help your cash flow by about $5,000 or $6,000 a year, which is a good sized number for a lot of people. But it's the same cost either way.
Yes. Okay. 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 So that's all I needed. I think you answered my question then.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call, Dylan.
Given the choice between having equity in my primary residence and equity in my
rental
property, and the same exact costs involved, I'd rather have the loan against my rental property. I know it sounds weird, but
you mean you'd rather have a larger loan
on the rental property than
the bank
on the
taking
residence.
A larger share of the risk.
Yeah,
of the risk.
I'd rather have the bank in partnership if somebody ever hurt me, you know, on my rental property. Okay, I could walk away from less equity if somebody screwed up and an earthquake happened. Although Stockton could have an earthquake, I'm going to have the same amount of equity total between the two properties no matter what I do. I'm either going to have a larger loan on my primary residence or a larger loan on my rental property. The total values and the total equity is the same either way. It's just a matter of where I'm structuring the debt in which property. And this comes down to, his question is purely cash flow. The costs were the same. It was 4.25% on one side, 4.25% on the other side. So cash flow is the issue, and if that cash flow is the overriding issue, the only reason he's saving the $400 or $500 a month is because he's stretching the loan out from maybe a 15 years left to pay it off to 30 years. Cash flow is, but if that's the amount of money that it takes, and that's the difference between working and retiring, well then I'd restructure it and redo my cash flow to a point where I could live. But if it's not just about the cash flow, and I can afford to make the payments, I'm sticking with the way it is right now. Have the debt on the rental property. But this comes down to the question of which one makes more sense. A lot of times when you're dealing with properties and debt, even just your primary residence, it's about the cash flow. In his case, the cost was the same. It was 4.25% either way.
Right. So what's the difference? Well,
the difference is monthly out-of-pocket expense. One, I have a higher monthly out-of-pocket, which obviously will be paid off sooner. The other, I have a lower out-of-pocket, which will be paid off later. Now, sometimes cash flow is the only thing that matters. I was talking with somebody who was in her 70s the other day, and she decided she was going to refinance from a loan that had 15 years left on it to a new loan that had 30 years left on it. Why? Because she said she's 70, 73. She says, if I make it to 88 to where this house is paid off, well, that's great for my heirs, but
doesn't do anything for you right now.
Doesn't help me for the next 15 years. No. And so she opted for the lower payment. Others don't have that same consideration.
Yeah, cash flow is something to think about. Something to think about right now is the time. We're out of time for this hour. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, any Lucia Capital Group advisor about all this planning stuff, 800-644-1150. The off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.